views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky and with Angels and Answers.
Anybody, don't be
shy. That's right. Anybody who wants to give us a call, give us a shout if you want a reading, you can call us at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 if you want a free mini reading over the air. And right now we have Marie from Manahawkin. No, you wrote down an S at the end.
Oh.
That's New Jersey. Hey, Marie, you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You tired of shoveling yet?
Yes.
I hear you. Marie, are you having car trouble or something with your car?
No.
Watch out for it, okay?
Okay.
Watch out for something with a car. Either you're up for an oil change or something's just
go for a check. Yeah. Just go for a maintenance checkup.
Please do.
Just so that, you know, you don't get screwed.
Yeah. I'm concerned. What can we do for you today?
I wasn't sure. I was just wondering basically about health or if you have any kind of guidance for me.
What I'm getting is that you have a waiting game with somebody. You know, it's like they're waiting for you, you're waiting for them, and it's like a waiting game, and like nobody's really initiating to improve your relationship issue or to see where you're at with the other person. Now, exactly what it is I'm talking about, I don't know. But I do see, I am hearing the waiting game, the waiting game. They're waiting for you, you're waiting for them. And so what I'm saying is to push through this weird feeling with this person, it's very important that you speak your truth and that you come forward and then, you know, discuss whatever it is you have to discuss. Is this within your life at this moment?
Yeah, that could be two scenarios. I'm not sure which one you're speaking of.
Yeah, neither am I. All I'm seeing is what I'm seeing, and you need to initiate to get the ball rolling and then just, you know, but just do it nicely, just do it politely, but try to be tactful about it, you know?
Marie, okay. I need to ask you something. Do you have a friend in the military?
A neighbor.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing good news, nothing bad. And I guess there's a message to be passed along that everything is okay. And is that person in active duty or reserve?
Reserve.
Okay. What I'm feeling is that there's an issue with being deployed or not. I don't think they're getting deployed. And I feel as though the persons that are closest to this person who is in the military is very concerned about being deployed. And tell that person they're not going to be deployed.
Okay.
All right. Also, are you thinking of getting a pet?
No.
Okay. Well, if you do decide to get a pet, don't get a cat. Get a dog. Because I do see you down the road with a puppy.
As a matter of fact, I'm willing to bet it would be a German Shepherd. And it's going to be, it is, it's going to be a puppy, and you're going to absolutely fall in love with this playfulness. And as you were saying, I literally heard German, German, German.
Yep. Very good. Wow. So, we're so in tune today. Excellent.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. So even though you say no, or believe me, a few times I have told people I saw them getting a particular dog, or that they were, and they said, no, that's not me. And even with the cat. And then sure enough, circumstances create, not that they went out to try to say, oh, Artie said this, so therefore I'm going to get. It's just the circumstances opened up and allowed it to happen. But you're going to see it's going to make perfectly good sense. So just roll with it.
Yeah. Also, I see a male attached to that puppy. I feel as though this puppy is going to be like a mutual gift. You know what I mean? And it's going to be from a love interest.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's going to be like your baby.
You have to stop being afraid of what's on your mind, because you hold back your, you have this fearful side of you where you're afraid to speak your honesty or your truth about somebody who's very close to you right now.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay, and you have to be able to not be afraid to lose. See, when you're not afraid to lose anybody or anything, then you're not going to lose. But so long as you show confidence, the number one quality that turns on somebody to somebody else is somebody who possesses confidence. If you possess confidence with inside yourself, then you're going to end up winning. More than money, more than looks, more than extravagance, confidence. Anyone who has confidence, even if you're average looking, if you have confidence within yourself, that totally turns on people. And it's a beautiful quality. So you're just afraid to lose, or you're afraid to say the wrong thing. And you can't be like that.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Interestingly enough, I'm seeing you surrounded by shoes.
I thought you were going to say sharks. I see you surrounded by shoes.
I see you like with new shoes or surrounded by shoes. Isn't that weird? Is there anything that you know you're going to go to where you need to buy shoes?
I hope not. I don't like shoes. They're not my favorite thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I see it coming for you. I don't know why. I see you buying a new pair of shoes. That's so weird. Maybe you're going to be invited someplace and your dress is going to need a new pair of shoes. But don't hesitate. Maybe that's the point of that whole thing. Maybe you need them.
You want to know something? You're going to be going to a major city. One of your friends is going to say, hey, come on, let's go. It's like I'm bored or I have these tickets. And you're going to be asked to go in the moment. And
you're going to take your new shoes.
There you go. No, this isn't a connection to the shoes, but who knows? It could be. But I'm just seeing this happening for you. It's just a little, you know, fun thing to do. The thing is, you say you want all these changes, but you're a very conservative person and you're afraid to really step up and to make necessary changes that will bring you into your world of happiness. And you're waiting for something to happen and nothing's happening fast enough for you, only because you're not willing to make the necessary changes. You're just waiting for stuff to happen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, listen, I just want you to know it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. And thank you for being patient enough to be able to talk to us. You're a sweetheart.
Take care, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. You know, a lot of people have this thing where they want Mr. Wonderful to come into their life, but yet they just stay home a lot.
Yeah, right.
And people are afraid of rejection, or they don't have the money. There's always an excuse why they don't go out and put themselves out there. And if you don't give it a try, then it's never going to happen. And they're waiting for everybody else to pull through or something to pull through.
Yeah.
And as you assert yourself in life, this is where magic happens. And it's not going to happen just by, you know, fate alone. You know?
Yeah. Well, don't forget, we are our own slaves to our own destiny. We create our destiny. So even if the cards tell you, or even if our spirits tell us to tell you, there's a man coming for you and he's going to come in 6 months or 3 months, if you're not out there and putting yourself in that situation, he's going to pass you by.
Right. I know for a fact that there are times when I've done readings for people, And I said, I see this, this, and that happening. Mm. And then this, this, and that didn't happen. And but what happened is that they stopped doing their life.
Right.
Or they changed their destiny, or they changed their direction.
Exactly.
And so just because if somebody says, oh, I see you making $1 million, just because even the greatest psychic in the world, us being or whoever, but if we say we see something for you, we really see it for you in that moment, because based on the energy now. But if you choose just to hold back and not work as hard or do what's necessary to make things happen, then you're going to let an opportunity go by.
Right. You have to be in the moment. You have to stick with what you're doing now, and in order for it to come about. So if you're looking for a man right now out there, ladies, don't sit home complacently. Go out there and put yourself out there, because that man will be coming.
Right.
If we tell you, it will.
And the same thing for the guys, you know,
right.
The guys with the same thing, you know. And, you know, it's funny, you know, here's a lot. I just got this, and I know that there's somebody, a fella listening, and he has a hard time when he goes out to clubs or watch other girls dance with girls and stuff. And I just thought of a great line. That if you're asking a girl at a bar to dance or whatever, where there's dancing and music, and she goes, no, 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 say, look, I'm not looking to marry you. I just want to dance. All right. I'm not looking for kids. I'm not looking for engagement. I just want to have a fun time in the just to dance, you know. That's what. I'm going to tell you what sucks about society.
Yeah.
You know, a girl could dance with a guy, a girl could dance with a girl, but a guy dancing with a guy, you're instantly thinking, it's like, you know, what are they, gay? It's like, it's like, you don't see that. You just don't see it. I mean, unless if you're at a wedding and it's two brothers or two cousins or what, but you know, to see two, I don't know. It's just not socially, you just don't see that. It's just weird. It's like, I wouldn't, you know, there are times.
Wait a minute. I must beg to differ.
Go ahead.
In certain cultures, like Greek, or like when we went to the wedding, well, you guys got together and you did
Russian.
That dance.
No, I know weddings. I didn't count. I said weddings, not including weddings
and
stuff like that. No.
I wasn't listening.
No, in weddings, it's totally accepting. You're with family. It's totally
like
different.
Like you hold each other.
Because everybody knows everybody, and it's a big deal. But you know,
it's so nice.
Yeah, but when you're out there in the open public with all these judgments and all these freaking head games and stuff.
I know.
But, all right, everybody, listen up. If you want a free mini reading from Sky and I, just give us a call at
800-930-2819.
So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I were going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and we're talking about the trade show.
Yes, we are.
Behind
so
the sign.
Excited.
Yeah. And so she's just a little concerned. But, you know what? Look at this as not trying to, you know, make money, because I didn't.
No, I'll never make back my money. But still,
what you want to do is look at it as experience. Because when I first started, now people always ask me, how did you get started? How did you get started? And, I mean, granted, I had another business to suffice. You know, like Richie, you know, is able – you have your dental thing going on.
Yeah.
And so what I did was – I put an ad out in the paper. I did these conventions, spiritual conventions. And I also did, which I'm not big on, I did these psychic fairs. But the person who is running the psychic fair, she's very popular, extremely popular. And she's very good at what she does. And she does these fundraisers. And she gets a bunch of people, you know, for literally a few bucks. And you have a bunch of tables around and stuff. And, you know, people, you know, buy a little ticket and they go to the reader, whatever.
Yeah.
And I made a few bucks. You know, it wasn't, you know, millions of dollars, but I made a few bucks for the night. But it was just exciting for me that, you know, I was reading people, the public. And that's what the excitement was.
That's my excitement.
And I did get follow-ups, and I did get parties off of that. And people say, oh, yeah, you were good. And, you know, and other people in the moment thought I sucked. And then all of a sudden they said, Artie, I really thought you stunk, but you want to know something? You were right. And they said, you were right. You were right on the money with this, that, and the other thing. I said, wow,
That's cool. Yeah. Well, I'm doing it more or less to just do something.
It's experience.
Be out there, meet people.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not going to make back my money. And I know the people that I'm going to touch are going to be very happy.
Scott, you won't be disappointed. I promise you a billion times, you will not be disappointed if you see Sky at this expo. And we'll let you know the more details as we get closer to it in April. But right now we have another wonderful person all the way from Franklin Park. What's her name?
Allie.
I'm trying to read the screen. I'm looking all over the place for it. Hey, Allie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Artie.
Hey, darling. You want to know something? I see somebody like kind, you know, you are so sweet, but yet somebody keeps on gnawing away at you and like they take away that niceness from you and you have to like kind of put your foot down. And sometimes you have a hard time putting your foot down. And I see somebody like just, you know, spiritually sucking you dry and you got to step up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you thinking of moving, Allie?
No, not really.
Okay, because I see that there's going to be a job opportunity for you coming up that you might have to move.
Well, I'm retired. I don't plan on working.
Well, do you have children in another state?
No. Mm-mm.
Huh. Because I do feel that there's something that's luring you out of the state. And I feel it's going to be like a not just like a move around the corner. It's like something that's going to lure you out of New Jersey or wherever you're at and into, like, let's say Florida.
You're going to be going to a place where you're literally going to be taking a train, a plane, and you're going to be having a car drive. Because as she's talking, I'm hearing that, like, that old movie from
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That was hysterical.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh my God. I literally cried laughing.
But when I heard her voice, I saw a plane and a train and an automobile. I figured that's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
So you will be going someplace. Like, I personally am not seeing the move. She sees the move. I'm not seeing it. But I do see you going on a trip. And you're going to be taking a plane, and you'll be going on the train, and of course, you know, driving around.
This also could be a temporary, like a 6 month deal, or it could also be that you're going to go for a few months, come back, go for a few months, come back. But I truly see you making this move, and I do see that it's going to be a semi temporary. What would you call that?
Sabbatical.
It's going to be a sabbatical. No, it's going to be like a semi-permanent. And I do see you taking care of somebody.
There's nobody I have to take care of.
And I don't know if this is you or somebody within your immediate family, maybe one of your kids, but I'm seeing a trip to Canada. There's going to be a trip to Canada coming up. But it's not going to be during the dead cold of winter, I'll tell you that. But I am seeing
– Okay, that's good.
You're right, because remember I said Florida, so that's hot. It's, you know, warm climate. So it could be.
No, I might not be talking the same trip with her. I'm just talking about a trip. You're talking about a move.
Yes. Is there any way that there could be, like, something happening? Maybe you could meet someone or you have family someplace that might need you.
I believe you'll just – It'll make sense later, just because you don't understand it now. So, not to worry. But is there a specific question that you'd like to have answered?
Yeah. Well, when I spoke to you last year, it was around June, and you said I would meet somebody around the time of your birthday, and I did. And I'm seeing him now, and I just wanted to know what you see in this relationship.
A move.
Yeah, there's your move. Hence the move. Let me just see what I see as far as within this relationship. I'm just, you know, flipping the cards really quick. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, like I flip one set of cards just to get me in an altered state of mind. Mm-hmm. And then when somebody is asking me, like, what's the outcome, I go to another set of cards and,
if I can say something,
sure.
I feel as though you're not understood 100%. And is that right?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you do feel understood or you don't feel understood?
I do.
You do feel understood.
All right. Well, this, you want to know something? I really believe that Sky is right as far as the move, because I'm clearly seeing this. Either he's going to want to move in with you or you're going to want to move in with him. But there is going to be some kind of a move coming, because I'm clearly seeing this. And I'm seeing this relationship actually being very good. And I looked at all aspects of this relationship. So just be very patient with it. And I'm not saying that you're going to get married. It's, you know, there's always a possibility. But I feel like so long as you take this relationship in stride, I really feel like, you know, things are really going to work out well. But, you know, I'm seeing one of you is going to stay in your place and the other one's moving in. So I do see this happening. And, you know, whether you're, you know, decide to get married or just be together, that's going to be up to you. But I do feel like this relationship is going to last. So if you're having just a few hard moments like every relationship has, don't really. Wow, that was wild.
That is wild.
We just had a moment here at our studio.
Yes. We had a spirit walk in. And that's the truth.
Yeah. So. Wow, it's a big spirit. Okay. Hey, Sky. So anyway, but that's what I'm saying. So you are in the relationship that you're supposed to be in.
Okay. There is one thing. His daughter moved back in with him with the two grandchildren. she moved back in sometime at, just before the end of the year. Is that, how long do you see her, you know, being there? Or will she move back out and be on her own with the kids?
I would probably say about, I would probably say about a year, year and a half.
Okay.
A year, year and a half. Because as your relationship grows, with him, just be patient with his circumstances. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't be too demanding. So long as you're enjoying each other's time, accept it for what it is, because he has his responsibilities and that's his family.
Right. Oh, I understand that perfectly.
When I first spoke to you, I said, do you feel as though you're not being heard? Or you remember I said that?
Yeah. Yes.
And you said no.
But you won't, because this is going to start upsetting you and he's going to have obligations to his family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Marty's 100% right. But you're going to take it as you're not being heard and you're going to get a little upset, but don't be, like Artie said.
Now, Sky said mm-hmm. she saw a move, but the move is his kid and grandkids moving in with him. Now, a lot mm-hmm. of times when we read people, it's not just the person who we're reading that the information is for, but it's the person who's closest to them.
Yes.
So
right.
what she just said was correct. It was, but the only thing she wasn't correct about, it wasn't you. But eventually, I'm telling you, if you play your cards right and you're patient and you're just playful about it and just going with the flow, you're going to be fine. But there are going to be times where you're going to feel like a little slighted. But this is mm-hmm. where you're going to need to speak up.
Right.
Yeah.
But pleasantly, don't be mean about it and say, well, what about me? And just say, you know, hey, you know, honey, I just need a little love and attention, or just, you know, just be a little cute about it, but also understanding his position. But I really feel mm-hmm. like this relationship is a very good relationship.
Oh, great. About time I hit something like that.
Yeah, I'm glad you finally hit your home run, but, you know.
I hope so.
But don't put any pressure on yourself. Don't put any pressure on him. Just appreciate the fact that you finally found each other.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Thanks very much.
It was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Okay. Bye.
All bye.
Right. All right, everybody. Listen, I want you to stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. And Sky just brought something to my attention this moment. And we are probably – I got to call up our friend Michelle in – what town is that?
Oh.
It's by Princeton off of Route 1.
Plainsboro,
that's it. That's it. I'll take New Jersey cities for 100, please. So yeah, in Plainsboro, I gotta give Michelle a call, the owner of the Healing Center. Yeah, it was. The owner of the Healing Center of Plainsboro, and she has a lot of classes there. This is an unbelievable
place.
She has a lot of classes. There's a lot of instructional stuff going on. Everything and anything that has to do with spirituality.
Or metaphysics.
Everything is in the Plainsboro Healing Center.
I love it there.
And so I got to give her a call so that Sky and I could do a little gallery, a little show for everybody who wants to maybe see us and experience us firsthand. And we'll connect to your loved one or tell you something about your life that you never knew before.
So if you're in New Jersey, we will get back to you on when we're going to be there. So if you're in New Jersey, please come on down.
Or if you want to go to New Jersey, because we accept people out of New Jersey,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
So, tomorrow I'm taking a schlep all the way to Babylon, New York.
Babylon? Is that in, like,
Long
Middle
Island?
East?
No, it's Long Island. Yeah, it's almost like it could be. It's just as far.
Wait a minute. You know, the Tower of Babylon or something like that?
Babylon?
It's
yeah,
the
New
Bible.
York. I know. No, but there's one in New York. And I'm going out there to see Ryan. That's where our web guy Ryan lives.
Ryan's in Babylon?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to go see. I haven't seen him probably about, maybe a year and a half, 2 years. So I said, we got to get together.
Tell him that I apologize for breaking our appointment. I am so scared of the computer.
All right. Don't worry.
He intimidates me. I'm scared.
All right. So, but any case, we were talking. Wait, was there anybody else online? Franklin? No, we talked to her. We talked to him. We talked to her and her and her. I think we're okay. I think we're caught up to date. So, but anyway, we were talking about, obligations and love.
I'm going to Babylon.
Yeah. But you want to know something? Before you go out to Babylon.
Wait, how do you say Vagabonds.
She's going crazy. You want to know something?
How do you say it?
Babylon.
So sorry.
I had to think. I had to stop for a moment to think with all your different variations of it. I literally had to think of Babylon.
Babylon. You know what?
Right,
this is
stop.
God's honest truth. There's some words that I have a lot of problems
obviously
saying. There are some words I just...
Yeah, there's a lot of tongue twisters here.
Yes.
But you want to sum the seriously, the English language is really crazy. Because no, seriously, you have the GH in some words that are pronounced with F.
Yes,
there's no freaking F.
I
there's
know.
No F in tough.
I know.
But then you put, instead of using the word T for tough, put D for dough, and all of a sudden the GH is silenced. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
And the word pounds, all right? LBS is the abbreviation for pounds, but
yeah,
yet there's no letter of LB in the
anywhere
in the word pound. Sugar. Show me the H in the word sugar. It doesn't exist.
S-U-G-A-R. There's no H in sugar.
I know. Shuh.
Oh, shuh.
Shuh. Yeah, the S-H is the shuh sound. It's S-U.
This is true. This
so is true. I have a cousin, Susan, so I call it Susan.
Yes, there are some words that I just cannot say. And I won't even say the other one that I can't say because it's
I won't even say it because I can't say it, so I won't even say it.
If I said it the way I say it, you would know what it is, but it's ridiculous, so I'm not even going to say it.
I strongly believe that we should all live in phonetic spelling.
True.
Life would be easier. There's a lot of silent vowels.
This is true.
Silent letters. Like
it's a phenomenon.
Word, like the word numb. Or thumb, like
nice.
Well, like why is the B have to be there?
Nice. What is that?
It doesn't.
It's a rogue B.
I want to know who invented the English language that you need the silent B.
Yeah, really.
My friend, I called up my friend. My friend Joe is so incredibly funny. And he said, my name is Joe Nor Savage. He goes, that's with a Q. That was so funny. He says, that's Nor Savage with a Q.
I love it.
Yeah, no, but strange. The list goes on and
it
on
does.
Of all these silent letters, and it just doesn't make sense.
There is a word. It's
like lamp is a good one. L-A-M-P.
Yeah.
All the letters are acknowledged,
right.
And it sounds like it says
in a compartment. What? And it's there's a D in front of it, and I can't say that word.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? This is now the
decarp.
No, decarpentalize.
And this is without drinking. This is you without drinking.
It's I can
decarp.
Say
decarp.
And this is not a joke, folks. This is true. Petar Kepler.
Wait, what about this word that you can't say?
It's me.
Compartment.
Right, in little compartments.
In little compartments. Yeah, okay. I would love to see that in a spelling bee. All right, so
can
it's
say it?
The small compartments.
Yes. Those are one of the words I can't say.
Oh my God.
I just wanted you to know.
That was probably the funniest moment in our entire history of being together. Oh my
God. Now, if you ask me to say that, folks, that's what you're going to hear.
Why don't you just say tiki bar?
Tiki bar.
There you go. We'll know what you're talking
but
about.
But you have little compartments that are
right.
Inside little compartments.
Yes. You have to write it down so you can say it.
I sound like Porky Pig now.
Yeah, really. Write it down.
Okay, I'm going to write it for you. You can say it.
Compartment.
I can't.
All right, we're okay with that. But in any case, so like I said, one of my frustrations, I'm going to tell you something. You know, a lot of times, you know, our kids who do have problems in school, they have a hard time listening. They have a hard time paying attention. The thing is, or say, have a hard time focusing. And the reason is that they have a very hard time trying to understand the teacher in the way that he or she is teaching. Now, you know, to be able to listen and to be able to write and to be able to read, and you're doing trying to multitask. Now, some of the kids can do this and some of the kids can't. And I believe that there are a lot of kids out there, the reason why they're not doing good is because they don't have good learning skills.
Yes.
And they need to learn how to learn.
This is true.
They need to learn how to learn. And so this is the reason why a lot of our kids are not doing well in school. It's not that they're dumb.
No.
And it's a lot of times they get themselves into trouble because they have a very hard time consuming the information because it's brain overload. And not everybody learns in the same way.
I was just going to say
some people are more visual. Other people are more audible. Other people, you have to physically show them. And then they get it. But, you know, there, and I feel that if these kids were trained to find out which way works best so that their brains could function. And I also feel that the biggest mistake that schools do is that they give these kids
classifications.
They give them classifications, but what they do is they give them little mini calculators. And rather than using their mind to do what's, you know, 2 times 12 or 3 times 8, they don't know. They just use the computer, you know, the computer, but they, or the calculator, and it does it for them. And it makes your mind lazy, which is incorrect.
And
I don't think that's, I don't really think that's, you're not making their mind strong. It's terrible.
And do you know that it has a big effect on them solving problems in their later life, not only mathematical problems. It doesn't give them that big open space in their mind to be able to solve problems for themselves later on.
You want to know something? It irritated the hell out of me. I mean, I was patient with the kid behind the counter, but I went to buy something for like, say, $3.21. Mm-hmm. So I gave him a $5 bill, all right? And he, you know, he did his thing on the computer of the cash register. I said, oh, I found 21 cents. Here's 21 cents. And he's looking at it, and I said, just give me $2. And he's looking at me with a smile. He goes, no, I already have it in the computer. Like, I have to just give it to you. I said, here, just 21 cents and give me $2. No, I can't do that because I already put it through. And
are you serious?
And so he couldn't be able to figure this out.
That's sad.
And this kid was easily in high school, if not, you know, over past high school.
That's so sad.
And he was just stymied.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the school system, if they were to be able to find out what kids learn better in certain facets,
right,
then I feel like everyone would do much better. And that, you know, if you do things in song, if you had some, there are some creative teachers that when they talk or they speak, they'll do it in song or they'll make a funny story about it. And people remember things in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, kids
you're
are
absolutely right. You're so right. And I remember a time when I was in high school, I was like the worst math student. I just hated math. And
you have to explain the story in a moment because we have to go to break. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolfe for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back to another beautiful segment. Our last few minutes before we have to say bye-bye. What were you talking about before?
Oh, my math teacher.
Your math teacher.
I was a terrible math student. Terrible. Until I went and I think it was in high school. Yes, it was in high school. It was 11th grade. And I had such poor grades in math. Except when I got hold of this one teacher. Actually, he got a hold of me. And the way he taught was so amazing that I aced the whole year. I aced
really?
The entire year.
Wow.
I'll never forget his name. His name is Mr. Tromba. Mr. Tromba, if you're out there listening, Sky says thank you. That was the only class I ever passed in math from that period on. he was so good. I loved him.
You know, there's a program out there. I know it's heavy in New Jersey, and it's called Kumon, K-U-M-O-N. It's a Chinese way of learning. And what they do is repetition, where you know the information like the back of your hand. And the reason why I praise this, not that I know this from personal experience, I try to get my daughter into it, but her mother and herself was resisting me because they were anti-Artie at the time. So actually, well, maybe a little bit still is, but that's not my problem.
No.
But anyway, I was trying to get her to become a part of this Kumon program because I knew that it would definitely help with her learning skills and her learning abilities. And so what I said to her mother, I said, you know, if your kid has a learning disability, not necessarily a learning disability, but has a hard time learning, rather than getting, and I'm going to say this metaphorically, rather than getting stronger canes or stronger wheelchairs to support their weakness, get their muscles to be stronger so that they don't need all these extra little doodads to help them squeak by school, but
sure.
Make them stronger within themselves. You know, mentally, emotionally, so that they could, you know, stand on their own and do good on their own where you're not having to do half their homework, because that's what was happening. And so, you know, my daughter, you know, she did need it. She got the extra time. She was in a special program. And I understand, she was trying really hard, and I give her lots of credit for that. But at the same token, they weren't taking classes that were helping building her learning skills.
That's the problem.
And that's the problem with a lot of parents and, as far as, dealing with their kids.
And, you know, the children, they get a low self-esteem because they know they're trying so damn hard and they're just not getting it.
Yeah, and then they get these they get these headaches. Yes. They want to watch TV. They want to listen to the music. They want to go to their friends. This stinks. This sucks. I can't deal with it.
That's so sad.
You know, it's hard. You know, it really is. It's very hard for them, and so they're afraid of going to work, and they have that Sunday night anxiety because oh no, I have to go to school, or oh no, I didn't study, or oh no, I didn't do the report, or whatever.
This is true.
Because they didn't. You know, they
it's
don't
not
have
that
the,
they didn't want to. It's like they just can't grasp it.
Yeah, their mind, it's just too mentally bogging on their little brain cells. Yeah, and so therefore that's why they are the way they are, you know?
Yeah.
But like I said, so, you know, that's a way to get some of our kids to be able to do better in school is to train their minds to have better learning techniques.
Yes.
And you're going to see that they're going to do much, much better. They're going to probably be more sociable as far as, you know, being with the kids and more confidence and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
if I can interrupt for one moment.
Well, we only have a moment.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Also, guys out there who have children of, you know, grammar school, high school, try to get the kids out of the computers and start socializing with human beings. Because you know what? Everybody's losing their social skills.
This is true.
Everybody's inside their heads are in a computer. And you know what? I can absolutely say that adults are the same way. We were together for a gathering over at my sister's house, and I look around, everyone's quiet, and everybody's face is buried in their phone.
Really?
Yes, it was terrible. It was absolutely hideous. And, you know, and it's the fault of technology, but also it's our fault, too, because we have to know when to say enough is enough and to cohabitate with human life, not computer life.
I saw I said this to you earlier from a previous program, but being that we're talking about this with the cell phone, there was a sign in front of a restaurant. And it said, "We don't have Wi-Fi, so you're going to have to speak to each other."
I remember that.
You know?
Which is cute. I like that.
That was very funny.
Yes, it is funny. Because you know what the funny part? It's sad, almost funny. Because look, everybody's heads buried in their iPads, iPods, telephones, computers, laptops. And nobody knows how to cohabitate anymore, eye to eye. How many people that you know actually speak eye to eye to you?
Or
they look at your chest, they look down at the floor, at your sneakers, they look at your shoes. In my case, they look at my boobies.
Look at me. Yeah, that's right. Look, my eyes are up here. Okay?
Right. Well, this is when my eyeballs fall out 6 inches. No, but seriously, guys, if you have youngins too, those games, those video games, and you know what we got for the kids, which is really cute and it's very entertaining, and we were playing it too. We got the what do you call that? The Wii.
Which is what?
The Wii. It's a game. You put it on the television. You put a little like a little CD in or a chip or whatever, and you play basketball. You play golf. You play bowling. You play tennis, and you play arcade games. And you actually have to physically get up and move around. Like if you're playing, let's say tennis.
Hence what you were just talking about before.
Yeah.
You contradicted yourself because you should be out there playing tennis. You should be out there with the ball.
Snow.
Yes, in the snow.
Okay. Listen, when I came home Sunday night, I felt like I was in the Lewis and Clark expedition. I swear. It felt like I was in the Lewis and Clark expedition.
I swear. Do you
swear? I swear to God. It was ridiculous, even going from the car to the door. It was like the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Wow.
The snow was blowing
at me. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It was mad.
The winds were sky high.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I know it. It was terrible. But no, when you can't go outside and play, now you know I have plenty of backyard.
Yeah.
So I have tennis things up and everything in the summertime in the backyard. I have badminton and all that. But when you're inside and it's the wintertime, you want to get those kids moving around. Put a Wii in. Play tennis.
You know what? Have your kids do a play date, even if they're in their teens. It's a play date.
Yes.
All right, everyone gets together. Basketball. You know, you create this atmosphere, right? You create a tournament. You create something to get these kids back out there playing football. Uh-huh. Nobody plays touch football anymore.
I know, and I love it.
Oh, my God. I used to have to slow down or wait, or the kids had to wait for me until I passed by so they could continue playing street hockey, playing wiffle ball, playing box ball with the sponge ball and all that. So, but, you know, we got to get back into those times and try to do more physical stuff with your kids and bowling and tennis and all that other good stuff. But unfortunately, Sky and I, we got to wrap up right now. And happy Valentine's belated, everybody.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. And if I could say one thing, please, guys. My family's going through a bit of a hardship right now with one of our children. If you can please say some prayers for him.
Send Reiki to...
Reiki, send prayers.
To her grandson.
Send all kinds of good affirmations to that little angel.
We'll call him Aiden.
Yes, we'll call him Aiden. My sweet darling boy. He needs your prayers, guys. Please help him out.
All right, so send all your love. All right, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family and your loved ones with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May the Archangel Raphael protect you with lots of healing energy to keep everybody safe, happy, and healthy.
And God bless all of you out there. And we thank you each and every week for being so loyal and devoted, for listening to us. We always have great fun with you. We have great fun together. And God bless each and every one of you. And may the Archangel Michael always keep you safe and under his wing.
And may God, you bless yourself because you're doing a fantastic
job. You're doing a great job, man.
Yeah, I can't do it. So, all right, everybody, until next week, you
take care. Guys.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.